There's a nitty bitty seed and that's all it takes. Plant it deep in faith and watch it grow. Just believe in what you cannot see, and you'll reap much more than what you sow. Every tree is known by the fruit it bears. Our lives are reflections of the sea. If you delight in God till eternity, He will take care of your every need. Oh, that itty bitty seed grows and multiplies with the light of the love you give away. You see a brighter day. Faith will get you through the toughest times. Harvest will come, just don't give up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and be the light of God's love. We walk by faith and not by sight. The Lord rewards us for what we do right. Oh, that itty bitty seed grows and multiplies with the light of the love you give away. Brighter day. Oh, that itty bitty seed grows and multiplies with the light of the love you give away. Even when it seems the light is dim, He will help you see a brighter day. Oh, that itty bitty seed grows and multiplies.
That was Kathy Jewell and Itty Bitty Seed, taken from her latest album, You Are Engraved on the Palms of My Hands. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your Cabacus Never, Romy the Rodeo, and Italian the Genek. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome back the show, the one, the only featured artist, Kathy Jewell. Hey, Kathy, how are you doing today?
Oh, well, thank you for that beautiful introduction, and I am doing fabulous. Thank you for asking, and you sound like you're doing great as well.
Well, I'm always doing great when I have the pleasure of talking to you, Kathy. So you definitely, it always makes my day to get to shoot the breeze with you. So, and here you are, of course, with a brand new album, you know, and the gospel one this time, and which we just heard a great song, Itty Bitty Seed. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, which is doing so well for you, how did it come about?
That's a good question. And the way it came about is that I was thinking about the children in my life, namely my grandchildren. As you know, I have a few grandchildren and very close to them. And I was wanting to do a song that I thought that they could sing along to, that they would enjoy hearing. So I guess that the inspiration came from them. But of course, the song is based on the mustard seed, you know, to have the faith of a mustard seed, and hence Itty Bitty Seed.
Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song indeed, as is the whole album, You Are Engraved on the Palms of My Hands, in general. But what I'm wondering is, what are people getting with this latest album of yours? And what made you decide that now was the right time to come out with a gospel album?
I have honestly wanted to do a gospel album. It's been in my heart for years, but it is very interesting under the circumstances and, you know, the way that things have gone over the past couple of years, mm-hmm. that this was the time that God said, okay, now it's time for you to get this thing out. And he literally gave me the songs within a year's time, because, you know, I hadn't really I've written some inspirational type songs, but as far as true gospel songs, I would say that those came about in the past couple of years. They just came into my heart and my mind, and they just flowed out of me. And I think the timing is right for this album to be out.
And I'm very, very happy about that, for sure. I'm so glad you did come out with this. And yeah, I mean, and when it comes to describing this album, I mean, what are your fans getting with this album?
I think that it's bringing them hope, encouragement, and that, you know, going through the trials, that we have something to look forward to in the eternal life that we will have with Christ. So I just think that I'm hoping that what they're getting out of it is to keep their eyes focused on Him and, you know, let their strength be through Him and our faith and our hope, and to be loving to one another and to be supportive of each other, you know, even through these difficult times.
Very, very well said. We definitely need a lot of that loving kindness, especially in these very troubled times we are going through. And I'm actually wondering here, if you did, because, you know, there are songs about this, especially in the country music world. If you did meet Jesus in a bar, what would you say to Him?
Well, of course, I would probably have a lot of the same questions that other people have, but probably if I could sum it up in a nutshell, I would probably ask Him why. There would be a lot of why questions, because there's so many things that don't make sense here on our mm-hmm. earthly bodies. We just don't understand. So there would be a lot of questions of why.
Yes, I think the Kris Kristofferson song, Why Me, Lord, would probably be very apt at that point, I think. And, you know, you, of course, hail from the great state of Texas. And what I'm wondering is, what is the best thing in your mind about being a Texan?
We're very proud of being a Texan, you know, as I don't mean pride in a bad way, but I love the wide open spaces and the friendliness. At least in my part of the state, mm-hmm. There's a lot of friendly people here. We don't have a lot of scenic places as far as mountains and rivers and streams and big old trees, but we have a lot of hospitality here. And there are beautiful sunsets and sunrises you can see for miles. And I'm just proud to be from Texas because of the people here.
And it's definitely a wonderful state for sure, and one that's given us so much country music talent, of course, all over the place, and you being among this talent indeed. And is there anything you would change when it comes to your home state?
Oh my goodness, that's one that I really haven't thought much about. Well, honestly, nothing's coming to my mind at the moment. I guess I was born here, and I've lived here almost all my life. Now I've lived in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. When I went to college, I lived in New Mexico, but for the majority of the time I've lived in Texas. I can't think of anything that comes to mind at the moment. I really love Texas.
Well, hey, that's great. You know, I mean, that means that, you know, you're incredibly happy where you are. And that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, you, of course, and you actually also mentioned this in our previous interview, you're a very strong woman of faith. And also this is the reason I'm sure for this album. And what I'm wondering is, how are you able to remain so steadfast in your faith with everything we've witnessed of late?
Well, and that comes back to the question you asked me of what would I say to Jesus if mm-hmm. I saw Him, you know, the questions of why, circling back around to that, you know, people that are mistreated and just in horrific ways that mm-hmm. there's no sense in, and, you know, children, you know, things that have happened to children mm-hmm. that you just can't put your head around, that you just don't understand. I just think that we have to remember that even though you know, all of these bad things happen, it's hard to imagine that God is still in control, but the devil is still able to do what the devil does. Mm-hmm. But in the end, evil does not win out. You know, the truth will set us free. And, you know, if we continue to have faith and we continue to lean on Him, He will see us through with comfort and He will dry every tear.
Well, very, very well said. And I guess there is that saying that we are given exactly what we can handle. So I think that is that's pretty much, I think, the way I see it anyway. And on to something a little bit lighter and out of the philosophical moments, because we're getting some pretty deep philosophical questions here. But if ever they were to make a mixed drink called the Kathy Jewel, what would be the ingredients in this drink?
Have you ever had a bubble tea?
I have not.
Okay. Well, then you don't know what I'm talking about, but there is a drink that we drink here in Lubbock, Texas, mm-hmm. and it's bubble tea. And the way that it's got these, I don't know how to explain it, but they're bubbles mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they burst in your mouth and they might taste like watermelon or they might taste like cherry or strawberry or any flavor you want. Mm-hmm. But you're drinking this wonderful pineapple tea or whatever. And then all of a sudden, all these burst of, you know, different flavors burst in your mouth. And so that's what comes to mind, because I feel like I try to have a bubbly disposition and a positive outlook on life. And so I just want people to think of me in a bubbly way, and also maybe an unexpected way when, for instance, if I'm treated poorly by someone, my reaction to them is not how they treated me, it's how am I going to react to it. And my reaction needs to be positive no matter what. And that's what I try my best to do in life, because I feel like that if you're positive and you try to understand that you don't know what they're going through, they could just be having a bad day. But if you smile at them and you're kind to them, then that's going to have a wave effect in a positive way instead of contributing to the way that they're acting. And then that's going to continue to be like a snowball headed for hell.
Oh, very well said. Yes. And that's a great outlook on life. And hey, I'll have to try this this drink of which you speak next time I'm in Texas. God willing.
Yes, you do.
God willing, I'll be able to get over there soon and come back, as my time in Texas was incredibly memorable, even though it was a long time ago. But I would definitely love to return to a state that definitely gave me so much and showed me so much love and was a very welcoming spirit. And here's another fun little question for you, because I am Italian, and so we are kind of we love our food. If I were to stay the night over at your house and I was hungry for a midnight snack and I opened your fridge, what would I find?
At the moment, there is a big piece of, speaking of the state of Texas being big, there is a huge piece of carrot cake that I bought at the Cheesecake Factory the other day. And when I say it's huge, it's enough for three people. You're going to see a piece of that in there. I'm trying to stay away from it, but I'm, you know, not doing a very good job of it because it's really calling my name. You're going to find tea in there, you know, plenty of tea to drink. And of course, we've got to have our milk to go with our cookies. And let's see, there's steaks in there that we'll be cooking soon. We love steak. I love to make a good chicken fried steak. I just love to hand bread it with buttermilk and, you know, put the spices in the topping of that and fry it and all it. I fry mine not in vegetable oil, but in avocado oil. So yeah, I enjoy cooking. And as far as a midnight snack, I think that the carrot cake would top it all.
Oh, well, now you definitely have my mouth watering. And you know, the fact that you can actually see me, I'm trying to keep it all together, because like, that sounds so good right now. But yeah, so I definitely will know whose house to stop by at if I'm feeling peckish, because it sounds like you make some great food. So I might have to invite myself.
Well, and also, I make sure that you feel at home, and I will make sure that I am a wonderful hostess, and you will be happy at my house, and I'll make sure that that you know how much you're appreciated.
Oh, well, that's why I love the welcoming nature of the South is something that I've always really appreciated, which is something I think very unique to the South and why I love it so much. So if we look forward to now, I have another extra reason to visit Texas. Okay.
So
we're just going down the line here with all the reasons to visit Texas. And going back to, like, you know, projects and things that are coming up for you, Kathy, you know, 2021 was a great year for you. Now we are, of course, the brand new year, 2022. What do you have in the works, and you know, what should folks look out for when it comes to you and this new year?
You mean as far as the music, or as far as the radio, or as far as the?
Well, I guess we could cover all the bases. I know you're a woman, a very busy woman, and do all sorts of things. But yeah, what will you be up to this year between music and the radio and the jewelry and all this stuff?
Yes, I'm excited about this new year for everything that you just talked about. I did hire me a new salesperson for the radio, and I'm very excited about that, because we came off of our 10th year on the air, and it was actually our best year ever. All the way around, it was the most successful year we've had. And so I'm very proud of that. But we're growing, and so I need some help. And so this new salesperson is in place. I'm training her right now. And so I'm excited about what she's going to be able to bring to the table, and also make it a little bit easier on me, to where I'll have a little bit more time to do my music, to do my my performing out in the public, also to do my jewelry. In fact, I got a phone call last night of a special order that someone wants for their sweetheart for Valentine's Day. So I'm in the process of figuring out what I want to make for that person. So I'm still doing my jewelry a little bit, but this year was so busy with the radio station that I didn't really have as much time to do some of the extracurricular things that I enjoy doing. And I'm hoping that this year I'll have more time to do some of those things.
Oh, well, it definitely seems like you have quite a full 2022 for sure. And hey, I think you're definitely going to be very, very busy around Valentine's Day, because as we know, you know, jewelry is definitely something big when it comes to that period. So I'm looking forward. I'll be keeping my eyes on your social media to see what beautiful creations you come up with, because they're always great things. It's always a feast for the eyes indeed. And speaking of great things, Kathy, we are going to be hearing another awesome song of yours from the You Are Engraved on the Palms of My Hands album, which will be Gossip. Now, when it comes to this one, any stories or anecdotes behind this one?
Oh, you can listen to that song and you can hear probably that one came from trying to, you know, I wanted it to be a fun song, but at the same time, I wanted it to have a message. I think that we've all been the recipient, unfortunately, of gossip. And unfortunately, sometimes when you hear it, it circles back around. One of the things that spurred me on this song was that I had a friend of mine that came up to me and he told me something that someone else had said about me. Mm. And I already had an inkling that this person wasn't real fond of me. And really, I don't know why. It's just sometimes, you know, people just don't seem to like you. And what he told me, which I would never repeat, I was like, oh my goodness. Okay. And so I was just thinking that sometimes what people can say can be very hurtful. And by the time it gets to the 10th person, it's completely out of context. And gossip can be very detrimental to someone. And so I just want people to realize how serious it is, whether you're listening to it, because when you're listening to it, sometimes you can repeat it. Unfortunately, it's not that any of us are perfect. We're all human, and we have all either gossiped or been a recipient of it and had it happen to us, but it's just something to remember and try not to do.
Very, very well said indeed. Well, we're going to be going into this awesome song. This will be Kathy Jewell and the Gossip. Kathy, I want to once again thank you so, so much for the time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2022.
Thank you so much, Nick. And I wish you the best. You're fantastic. You just keep up the great work.
We'll do our best. One more people. You heard it from the amazing Kathy Jewell. Be sure to check her out if you get to do so. She is definitely worth your time. She has another awesome album out there. You Are Engraved on the Palms of My Hands. Be sure to pick that up. Here's another great song from it. This will be Gossip. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
If you want to hear the latest, you'll find it at the coffee shop. And you'll find out even more at the local downtown drugstore. Hang out in the beauty shop and you can listen to the gossip of who did what and who did who the weekend before. Like a raging fire spreading out of control, it just goes on and on. And people love to hear it, even if it ain't true. Every time it gets retold, seems they add a little more. And don't think you're above it, 'cause they'll talk about you too. Don't peck with the chickens. If you plan on flying like an eagle, it don't matter if you are talking or listening. It gossip about your brother, and we're all God's people. Words have the power of victory and defeat, of building up or tearing down. We have the choice to pray instead, because when you throw dirt, you just lose ground. My granddaddy used to say, don't peck with the chickens. Plan on flying like an eagle. It don't matter if you are talking or listening. It's gossip about your brother, and we're all God's people.